Leaves of three, let them be. Remember this rhyme when identifying the leaves on poison ivy. Hi everyone, this is Cassie Homan, horticulture agent for the Postdoc District of K-State Research and Extension. Poison ivy causes problems in many areas of Kansas. Proper identification and control are critical. Learning to identify poison ivy is vital if you wish to avoid the rash that accompanies exposure. The oil, urushiol, is what causes an itchy and sometimes painful rash on most people who come in contact with the plant. The oil is insoluble in water, meaning if you wash your hands with water after you've been exposed, you will only spread the oil further. You will need to wash with a special soap or use alcohol to remove the greasy oil. Unfortunately, proper identification of poison ivy can be difficult because it occurs in three forms: an upright shrub, a ground cover that creeps along the ground, and a woody vine that will climb trees. When poison ivy climbs, it forms numerous aerial roots that give the vine the appearance of a fuzzy rope. The leaves of poison ivy also vary. Though the compound leaf always has three leaflets, the leaf margins may be toothed, lobed, or smooth. The size of the leaves can also vary, although usually the middle leaflet is larger than the other two. Also, the middle leaflet is the only one with a long stalk, and the other two are closely attached to the petiole or the leaf stem. The plant can also be identified by vivid fall color and greenish-white berries. Poison ivy is often confused with Virginia creeper or woodbine. Each of these vines, however, has five leaflets rather than three. There are three methods commonly used to eradicate poison ivy. These include pulling or grubbing out the plants by hand, cutting off the vine, then treating the cut stump or the regrowth, and spraying the plant directly. The method used somewhat depends on the plant's growth form. If the plant is growing as a ground cover, directly spray or grubbing the plant out is often used. If pulling, wear gloves and a long sleeve shirt. The soil must be moist for grubbing to work well. Wash your clothes and yourself immediately after you finish. It might also be a good idea to rinse out the washing machine. If the plant is in the shrub form, direct spray is the most common control method. If the plant is a woody vine that has climbed a tree, the preferred method is to cut the plant off at the base and treat the sprouts after they emerge. Some triclopyr herbicides have instructions on treating a freshly cut stump directly. Triclopyr is sold as brush begone, poison ivy killer, brush killer, and stump killer. Other herbicides that can be used include glyphosate, sold as Roundup, kills all weed and grass killer, nutsedge, poison ivy, and vine killer, or dicamba. Poison ivy is tough to get rid of, so repeat applications may be necessary. Never burn poison ivy because the smoke can be dangerous to inhale. If you want to learn more about controlling problem plants in your landscape, contact your local extension office. This has been Cassie Homan, K-State Research and Extension, Postdoc District. Have a great day!